All right, so I don't know about you. Do you have a routine? I mean, someplace where you put your keys, your wallet. You got to get into a routine, right? You just know I'm going to put it there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cupboard that I use.
Okay, and I have a routine. Let me just say to the backdrop of this, my wife is away for a couple of days with three of our four kids.
Mm-hmm.
And soon to be five, Lord willing, when the adoption's complete. Mm. But they're at the Dells for a couple of days, so hope they're having a good time. Noah's Ark yesterday.
Nice.
So anyhow, Evelyn and I are at home, and so I typically will put my keys, and I keep my regular keys. This is my car key, and it's got a key to open the station here. And then I've got a backup that, in case I lock myself out of my car, I've got the backup on me.
Yeah,
so if I somehow,
smart.
Okay, that's for the car. But what happens is, and typically I would for sure lock both doors in the house. Okay, yeah. And so last night I actually parked my car, waited till my daughter had gotten home, and then I... For whatever reason, instead of putting it on my nightstand, I took these keys, which has got, again, the car key and the station key.
Yes.
And I hung it by the back door. Now, occasionally, if somebody else uses the car, Grace has been driving, it gets hung there. So occasionally, and I thought, I'll just put it there.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, fast forward to this morning, working through the routine, the dogs, Wesley and Athena, outside, inside. And again, going out the back door, I had the backup key in the left pocket. And wasn't thinking about the fact that I had not grabbed the other keys yet.
Yes.
At which point I thought, well, I'm going to lock this back door. Evelyn's upstairs. I locked the door only to remember I don't have the keys. Not only now I could drive the car, but
you
I don't have
the
key
the
to
station.
Open the station.
And remember, everyone, this is very early in
yes,
the morning.
Yes, this is very early. So, okay. I'm like, what do I do? I mean, it's just like instantly like, Houston, we have a problem.
Yes.
So I thought, well, the dogs can't help me. Mm-hmm. And so my only option is to call Evelyn. Now, if my wife is home through a window, I mean, I could just,
knock on the window.
And, we're on the lower level. Evelyn's upstairs. It's not easily accessible. And so, and again, I'm in my mind, I'm like, both doors are locked. I try the back, it is locked. I can't get in. So I call Evelyn, no response. So I'm like, all right.
Were you thinking of being Pollyanna and like climbing up a tree, or
I was thinking find
sure.
a little stone
all sorts of options.
Window,
I mean,
but then that will break the window.
Do I need to go to Greg Stewart's house? I don't know. But I thought
again, wee hours of the morning.
And again, there is a happy ending because I thought to myself, I mean, like, how late am I going to be? How can I wake Evelyn? I mean, I'm like, Evelyn could come down and unlock the door and let me. But how can I? Start singing, right?
Yeah.
Do I start calling another? I've got my cell phone.
Hold a boombox over your head.
We do still have a landline. I know it's very 19th century, but we still have one. But there's not, it's not upstairs where she is.
She's gonna
I try the front door, thinking I have locked it because I locked the front door, and it opened.
Oh,
yes, it
gracious.
Opened, and I was like,
the angel
thank
of
you.
Deadbolt.
Yes, I mean whoever. I don't know. I thought I locked it. I mean. But praise the Lord. So because of that, I was still on time this morning.
Do you know what? I locked myself out of the house yesterday. Yeah.
I left my keys in Rice Lake Sunday night. So
yeah, see?
We're just absent-minded folks.
Get the spare hidden key to get back in. So I came into work this morning, and I was all happy. Happy, right? I mean, yeah.
I mean, not like this is a dramatic shift from normal, but... Happier.
A little more exuberant than normal. And the guys are like, wow, what's
it was
up?
Kind of a collision because she came in the studio and she's like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of struggling. And she's like, okay. And I'm sorry, I don't want to rain on your parade.
Cool.
But yeah, you're flying high.
We're cool. Yeah. And so the guys are like, what's got you so happy and fired up? I'm like, I went to a school board meeting last night.
Of course.
I love going to public meetings, you guys. What's wrong with me? I had so much fun.
Party games or
no? I just
hats, horns.
I just love like learning and seeing the process and
you like people though you like to be
I do
around
love
people.
Yes. So no, it was just interesting. Well, yeah, Caleb's like, oh, did you talk about the petition? I said, well, of course, I took advantage of that public participant non-agenda item session. Yeah.
Of course.
Of course I did. So, yeah, no, I spoke just briefly about this lovely petition I'm passing. Let me know if you want to sign it. If you live in Altoona School District, just saying.
So did you get the point across? The deadline's approaching and you need hundreds of signatures.
Yes, I did. I did. And then I'm hopeful that I didn't, like, overstep because at the end of the meeting, I actually stuck around to the end and then went around and got signatures from everybody there.
Ah,
and
there you go.
I think a couple of them were maybe a little taken aback, like, wow, she's going to, like, boldly ask me
two
for my signature here.
Yep.
And then I just looked at that. I said, I'm ruthless at this point.
You will boldly
I have
go
four
where no
days.
Petitioner has gone before.
I have
This woman means business. Yeah.
So, I currently have 283 signatures.
Well, that's the most I've heard. Yeah.
That is the most you've heard. Yeah. I'm not going down in that.
You're
number.
Approaching 300.
Yeah. So, and I have some people helping me now. We need 500. I really have hope, though, guys. I really have hope.
What's the deadline?
Friday at, business and end of business day.
Wow. This is, speaking of movies, this is like a, wow.
You really need a documentary crew following you around this summer.
Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
This should be a Netflix special on what it takes to get a petition signed.
Yes. I can't even describe to you what I'm going to do when, and it's not an if, it isn't when, we hit our 500 signatures.
So like last night, Caleb did reach his goal. It was a little lower. He needed 16 teams, and you reached it by midnight last night for cornhole.
Praise the Lord, yeah. It was actually about 7:30 or 7:45 last night when we got there, which was better than I thought.
That's great. So.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, yeah. No, but I mean, I have some great people that have stepped up and have agreed to kind of help me out a little bit. So I'm feeling very positive, and you guys, if I miss this thing by like 10 signatures, that's not even an option. That is not,
failure is not an option.
Failure is not an option. But I mean, I've overcome a lot. I've learned a lot during this process. I've overcome a lot of things. And
one of our new Altoona football advertisers is Cabin Coffee.
Indeed.
Can't you talk with Joe and Kelly there
today, and actually.
You set up shop.
I'm going there today, honestly.
There you go.
So,
you go.
And I'm going to be in River Prairie and. Yeah, I mean, I'm meeting a friend.
Just walk River Prairie.
Little
there you go.
Does she know?
The end of the documentary on you is you're camped out at River Prairie for 3 days. Yes. And we go to you live.
You see the lady in the pup tent at River Prairie just crawling out saying, what's up?
Instead of Chris Farley, I'm in a tent down by the river.
Living in a tent down by the River Prairie.
It's a very good cause.
Well, apparently, all over the world, scooters are a big deal these days. I want to play a story here from Rich Thomason of SRN, and then apparently you two amigos have some stories to share from your recent travels to the big city. So, European government scrambling to deal with what some consider a new threat to life and limb. Yes, I'm talking about electric scooters.
Various options are under consideration, ranging from banning them outright to issuing speeding tickets to forcing users to take a driving test. Proponents call the scooters an exhilarating, pollution-free, app-based way to zip from point A to point B, but critics point to a growing number of injuries and even deaths involving e-scooters. They decry a new nuisance to pedestrians, cyclists, and drivers already fighting for limited space on city streets.
Interesting.
This story came out on a Monday, and I would have to say, whenever I feel like decrying things, it's usually a Monday.
On a Monday. Well, it's interesting because I know what he's talking about, because when I was in D.C., there are these electric scooters, and they're all identical. They're like a rental thing, and they're everywhere. And what it is you do, it's an app-based thing. So you download this app on your phone, and then you will activate, you walk up to a scooter and you activate it with the app on your phone, and you get a certain amount of time on the scooter. So you can rent it,
free?
For a few, no, you pay
okay,
for
okay,
it.
Right, gotcha.
You pay for
right.
it through the app.
Time, gotcha.
But it activates that scooter, and then you can like take the scooter and go anywhere. But here's the really cool thing, because like they do this with bikes and stuff too. There's no docking stations for these apps. So literally, you're walking down the street and there's a scooter laying there, and you can pick it up, swipe it with your phone, and off you go.
Huh.
It's really, so people just leave them laying
just
all
leave them
over
wherever.
The place. I know.
Because when I was in Chicago,
really
they have
cool.
all those bikes, like Lyft, which is like the
bikes.
Anti-Uber or whatever, same type of concept. But they have those bikes that people are going all over the place. But they actually have bike racks for them.
Yep,
and then, of course, I saw on Groupon, Segway tours of Chicago.
I want to take Segway tours so
bad. I was like, that looks
kind
of cool. I didn't realize how big a thing it was until I saw a bunch of folks zipping by on Segways multiple times when we were by Buckingham Fountain.
Yeah.
And they're just going around. And I had this image of Mr. Bean on a Segway with some of the folks who may not have been. They
as
didn't have a lot of aptitude for riding one.
See, and that's my thing. I feel like, you see these videos of like the hoverboards and stuff. And I feel like a Segway is just a hoverboard with a handle. I don't know how well I would do on it. And I'm not kidding when I say, like, people in Chicago specifically, they are zipping around on the waterfront there. And it's a drop into the water. And the water is deep there. I feel like I would lose control of my Segway and just go bloop right into the lake.
You did
share a funny horse riding story with us from a past vacation. Maybe we in the future will have a segue.
You got to control your segue, Hillary. You got to control your segue. Well, I don't know how much this applies to segues.
At least
segues,
my segue wouldn't eat grass.
Brand new music from Laura.
Hey, Flaps. What are we going to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I love these vultures.
I've got it. Let's flap over the east side of the jungle. They've always got a bit of action, a bit of a swinging scene, all right?
Ah, come off it. Things are right and dead all over.
You mean you wish they were?
Do you remember these guys?
Yeah, I love this movie.
Funny.
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book. They're the vultures from Jungle Book.
So what we're going to do?
You think Jungle Book vultures are so cute and happy and kind of just go with the flowy? Well, if you live in Florida, you might not be as happy to have some vultures around. Because a New York couple's luxurious vacation house in Florida has been taken over by dozens of black vultures that are, sorry, friends, they're vomiting and defecating everywhere.
As if vultures circling your new luxury home aren't bad enough.
I thought they just ate disgusting things. I didn't realize
they deposited
disgusting
things. Apparently the disgusting things have to go somewhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I say it could be worse, right?
It's worse.
This family can't even visit the $700,000 home they purchased earlier in the year because it's so bad.
They wonder why they got such a good deal on it.
The vultures have destroyed screen enclosures and have overtaken the pool and barbecue. The few times the family has visited, they've had to lock their car in the garage because the birds peck at them with their beaks when they're getting to and from their cars. This is awful. And it's the reason this is a problem is because someone is feeding the vultures and other wildlife. The neighbor's been giving bags of dog food and even roasted chicken. To the birds, the neighborhood association president says they've warned them, but they can't do much because these vultures are migratory birds and are protected by federal law.
When they're inviting families over for a barbecue, it's always like, "Oh yeah, you know, take a left turn right before the cul-de-sac. Just look for the vultures circling. That's our driveway."
I mean, if you feel like seagulls are a problem at the beach or a parking lot or something,
I thought it was bad when I just washed my car and it's all gleamy and beautiful, and then a bird dive bombs. It.
Yeah. No,
but you know what? Vomit from a vulture seems like it would be just
a bit
tad worse.
Not okay.
I want to hear that over the fence conversation with the neighbor. Would you please stop eating
the
vulture?
And only 48 hours away from the opening of the Minnesota State Fair.
Yes. Which, do you think Dean will be able to join us the day after?
Absolutely.
That?
And he's our, it's like,
because I know sometimes
choice.
He's recovering a little bit from the, if you haven't joined us for this before, describe
the annual
what he does.
Pilgrimage. He takes a guy day. Okay. He has this group of guy friends that have been going to the fair together for, I don't even know how many years, like since before I was in the picture, that's for sure. And so they do this guy day at the fair every year, which pretty much consists of eating all day from start to finish. It's their guy day. And it's funny because apparently when these guys were teenagers, they decided, hey, let's take our girlfriends. It did not go well. I have never encroached or infringed on the guy get day because I respect his need for his guy time.
I mean, this is not just, this is not like, oh, we'll just sample a few things on a stick. I mean, this is all day marathon
eating. It's funny because we're going with the kids next week, Dean and I and the kids. And when he mentioned to his mom that we were going to take our kids to the fair, she's like, oh, so you're going with him? I'm like, no. He's going twice.
And he always goes on the opening day, it seems.
Always
like.
Opening. Yeah, that's a newer development within the last decade.
Oh, yeah.
It's a newer. Yeah. But always opening day. And as he says, you get there on opening day and the hot dog water is fresh and people are fresh and everything is beautiful and the grass isn't trampled down. It's a magical experience. And they always go to the very first hot dog stand owned by a guy from New Mexico that they're now on a first name basis with. So, and I'm not kidding when I say my husband already has his clothes laid out. He doesn't lay out his clothes. His and he is not happy because he cannot find his hot dog socks. I have been tasked with finding his hot dog
socks. Maybe the Fruit Loop socks he could wear.
This is great. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.